Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping. And once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight might be the night. It might be the night that LeBron James passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. At this very moment, the Oklahoma City Thunder lead the Los Angeles Lakers 57-53. Yeah, nobody playing no defense in this game. LeBron James already has 20 points in the first half. He only needs 16 more points to pass Kareem. If you don't think LeBron James is going to get 16 more points in this game, you are out your damn mind. Everybody and their mother's there to see the game. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is courtside, ready to congratulate LeBron. I'm sure that they will have a civil interaction. Of course, men of dignity. Jay-Z is there. LL Cool J is there. Denzel Washington is there. I'm sure there are a million other folks who are there who I have not seen on camera. Shannon Sharp is there. And it goes on and on and on. Me, I'm here with you. Waiting to see, just like everyone else, as LeBron James is taken to the bench to see whether or not LeBron James gets the 16 points needed to break the NBA's all-time scoring record. We've also gotten some shots of his sons, Bronny and Bryce, who are sitting courtside ready to witness their dad move into another level of greatness. This is amazing. And so we'll keep you up to date. LeBron James, he got his first points, I think, at about 5 minutes into the game. He started off a little slow. Ain't nobody playing defense. And so here in the first half, LeBron James, 20 points, 6 of 10 overall, 2 of 3 from downtown. Before we even got to the game, LeBron James did speak to the media, and he talked about the importance of this record and just recognized what was in front of him.
I grew up being a historian of all sports and understanding, you know, that I don't have the number like planted in my head, the actual real number. I know it's 38 something, but I know it's been Kareem in my whole life. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I think it's one of the greatest records in sports in general. I think it's up there with the home run record, in baseball. It's just one of those records that you just don't ever see or think that would be broken.
Yeah. I didn't see anybody going past Kareem, and here we are, staring it right in the face. And it's not a matter of passing Kareem. LeBron James, at minimum contractually, will be here until 2025. He's going to move into 40-plus thousand range if he's healthy enough to do so. And I certainly hope he is, because why wouldn't you want to see him do it? You might hate his guts, but it's pretty amazing what he's been able to do. And so obviously we will keep you up to date with LeBron James as he chases Kareem's record for the leader all-time NBA points in the regular season. LeBron James has already scored more points than anyone in NBA history. That's regular season and postseason combined. But for the regular season, Kareem is now only 16 points away from him owning that, LeBron owning that all by himself. I want to thank everybody for listening all over North America. You could be locked on the free Odyssey app. You could be tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm still having a good old time here in Phoenix, Arizona. Right before we went to break, I told you about a few nuggets of news here in Arizona. It looks like the Arizona Cardinals are trying to narrow down their coaching search. Mike Kafka of the New York Giants, Anna Rumo, defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. And they don't have a coach, and no one seems to care here in Arizona. Tomorrow, the Phoenix Suns are actually going to have a press conference to introduce their new owner. And then, of course, everyone and their mother is here in Phoenix, Arizona, just for the Super Bowl, which can't get here any sooner. Hey, Shep, when is the Super Bowl? It's Sunday, right?
I believe so, and I'm already excited for it, Jerry. There's not a loser in this fight.
Oh, no, somebody's going to be a loser.
No, but what I mean by that is whoever wins, whether it's Mahomes or Hurts, they are such easy guys to root for.
Oh, no, they both are. So, I'm going to watch the game. I have no rooting interest.
There's no villain, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, there is no antagonist. There's no evil. Like, it's easy, even with Tom Brady. Like, it's easy to root against him because he was just the greatest. You become so great that people go, oh, I can't wait for him to lose. It's a great story. You have Patrick Mahomes, who is very likable. You have Jalen Hurts, who is a wonder kid who has worked his way up to his position, who's very likable. And it's just like whoever loses, it's going to suck. You know, if anything, I want to see Mahomes just get more rings, right? On one hand, I want to see Hurts get a ring. This is a guy in the national championship. Nick Saban said, man, sit your ass down. And then he's had to work all the way up from transferring in second round. And now he has this position. And we're going to talk about him. Even Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, has taken the approach of, man, we gonna pay this man. He doesn't have anything left to prove to us. A year ago, it was, can you prove it to us? The half season he got when Carson Wentz was given the boot, it was like, hey, what are you going to prove to us? There's no more proving. And so you have the great story of the man who worked his ass off to get here to the top. And then you have the likable guy, as of right now, at the top. And whoever loses is going to sting.
And JR,
I'd feel a little worse if Hurts lost.
Yep.
Because Mahomes has one already. Go ahead, Shep. What were you saying?
No, JR, just to your point, like, we know about you mentioned it, the 25-2 record before getting benched at halftime, despite the fact that he only had 8 pass attempts. The year before that, the genius on defense blew it to Hunter Renfro. That should have been the national championship in favor of Alabama when Jalen Hurts ran for 30 yards and set them up with a game-winning score. He did everything and then some to put them in a position to win the national title as a freshman. Nick Saban's defense blew it, not Jalen Hurts. And I just hate the narrative that he's not a winner and he can't win the big game.
No, I don't think that exists.
I think it does a little bit.
I haven't heard that. I think the reality is, I haven't heard that, to be honest. A lot of what I've heard is just, it's not even what I've heard, it's the reality. It doesn't matter the high or the how or the why. I think I mixed two damn words up. Look at me, what a genius I am. It doesn't matter the how or the why. He got benched. He left. He was a second-round pick. Tua took his job. He got Wally Pipped by Tua in college. He wasn't a first-round. He's a second-rounder. He didn't even get the job or the opportunity. So he's had to work for what he has. I don't think anybody, well, I haven't spoken or heard anyone look at him and say, man, you can't get the job done in the big game. I think people are waiting for him to continue to prove it here at the NFL level. For whatever reason, the Philadelphia Eagles as an organization are not necessarily getting credit. And whether it's sour grapes, here, let's put it this way. Julian Love of the New York Giants, he's going to be a free agent, or he is a free agent. This man just got waxed by the Philadelphia Eagles. This man had the nerve to sit on television and talk about how Nick Sirianni is along for the ride. You have somebody like Jalen Hurts. You have people, I saw Chris Sims on Radio Row today. Chris Sims is running around telling everybody how, you know, Jalen Hurts is just, he's along for the ride. And so which one is it? At what point do you actually have to give full credit to the team and what every person brings to the team? You know, bringing in a combined almost 35, 38 touchdowns is not too shabby. And that's what Jalen Hurts did. Most teams would absolutely love to have that. Looking at Nick Sirianni as a dude just along for the ride, look, Howie Roseman might have resurrected this franchise, the Eagles. He might have brought on Gardner Johnson, and he may have said, Ndamukong Suh, come here and help us off of the street. He might have brought in Darius Slay. He's done plenty. Bradbury, a former New York Giant. Howie Roseman, a year ago, I was telling you how bad this dude was for just bringing in Jalen Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson. And here he is being celebrated for getting a lot of dudes, quote-unquote, on the cheap. Guys who were cut, dudes who he traded for, and are having success. And so the idea around the Eagles not fully being embraced, always having an excuse as to why and how they got to where they are, they're easy to root for. The Chiefs have been here 2 out of the past 3 years, okay? They've gone to 5 straight AFC championships. Patrick Mahomes, it's cemented. If you don't think it or you haven't thought it or realized it over the past few years, if him hobbling around in the Super Bowl, if him, or not him, but the Chiefs taking their foot off of the gas last year against the Bengals in the AFC championship game, if those are all things that made you look at Mahomes and go, he's not the guy, he's not the best quarterback, we have enough to look at. It's not Aaron Rodgers anymore. MVPs be gone. It's not Josh Allen. It's not Lamar. It ain't Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. And he very well might be the guy that people love to hate in a few years. With more Super Bowl appearances and another Super Bowl victory, there might be a time, it'll probably come, where people go, man, we're sick of the Chiefs. We're ready for them to start losing. But we're not there yet. And so this really should be a fun Super Bowl to watch. Like Shep said, there is no villainous character. There is nobody to absolutely hate. And if there is somebody that you hate on one of these teams, maybe I'm missing it. The biggest villain is Ndamukong Suh. Step on your forehead, kick you in the groin, and then after the game, he'll invest in some tech startup. That's Ndamukong Suh in a nutshell. But I can't wait for the damn Super Bowl. It's taking too long, and it's only Tuesday night. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, my friend? You know, I started listening to you a couple months ago, and I love the way that you talk about sports, my friend.
Thanks.
But with LeBron going to eclipse Kareem, you know, it's just, you know, it was just time. You know, he's been a phenomenal player, but I love that a Laker is going to do it. Also, my other thing is, I am a diehard Niner fan. I wish that we could have had at least Brock Purdy or at least another one of our quarterbacks in there to make the game more competitive, because I think the Niners are there. We just need a great quarterback. I appreciate you, my friend, and I love the way you talk about sports.
Well, thank you, Brian, for calling from California. I appreciate you, man. I think we know that. As a viewer with no skin in the game, I would have appreciated watching Brock Purdy go out there and play football. Nobody wants to see Josh Johnson. I did not want to see Ed McCaffrey's son out there throwing a rock around. Who wants to see any of that? We knew we weren't going to get Trey Lance. We knew we weren't going to get Jimmy Garoppolo. They've been standing around on the sidelines for months. Blame Hassan Reddick. Maybe Hassan Reddick decides to knock the living hell out of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that Eagles defense is nothing to play with, and if they're all up in the face of Patrick Mahomes, we might have a replay of what we saw at the beginning of 2021, where Patrick Mahomes is out there running for his life from the Buccaneers. I hope that's not the case. I'd love a more competitive game. But isn't that what we all want? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Oklahoma City Thunder, Los Angeles Lakers, they're getting ready to head into halftime about 10 seconds away. LeBron James stuck at 20 points as of now. LeBron needs 16 points to pass Kareem, who is sitting courtside in the camera, as you can imagine, fixated on Kareem, who's showing no expressions. No shock there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we'll hear some more from LeBron. I want you to hear from one of his former teammates, Kyrie Irving. And then we'll also update you on Aaron Rodgers and his quest to go on a darkness retreat. I thought that's just called going to sleep at night, but what do I know? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I would rather have Penn State, Michigan, USC, UCLA win the national championship besides Alabama. But I'm glad Georgia beat the brakes off of them and using their intestines as jump rope for celebration.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
A day from Alabama coming through with some of the most eloquent poetry that you will ever hear, at least here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Dave from Alabama. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, I gave you an update on LeBron James. It's official. It's halftime. The Oklahoma City Thunder currently lead 76-66 against the Lakers. LeBron James, he has 20 points here at halftime. He is 16 points away from breaking Kareem's record for most points in NBA history. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is courtside, adjacent to the Lakers bench, right behind or behind the basket, right on the baseline. And yes, the camera is consistently in his face after every shot, of which Kareem pretty much looks pained. Whether it's because he is actually in pain or because he is pained watching LeBron almost break his record is to be seen. LeBron James looks primed to do this, 16 points to go, especially with the Lakers behind. I'd be shocked if LeBron doesn't get this record. And the way things are shaping up, he might get the record in a loss, or at this point, LeBron James might get the scoring record in dramatic fashion with a victory. And so let's see how this plays out. There's a lot of interest here. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Maryland.
Hey there, JR. How are you this evening?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, first of all, Kyrie, man. I don't even know why the union, the NBA Players Union, isn't even upset with him. He gives contracts a bad name. I know there's other players who don't necessarily... or whatever, but I just don't. He should be like playing golf or tennis or something, an individual sport. I'm not certain. Yeah, I just don't know. You can count on him. But he's awful good. He's so good. He's like a mercenary. I certainly wouldn't give him any long-term contract extension.
Sure.
And I really don't even like talking about him. I don't think I'd want him on my team. I don't know if he'd post if we had a big game. That's how I feel. But anyway, to the football, I agree with everything you said. I think this game might get a little, like, everybody's Mr. Nice Guy. There's nobody to hate. You said Ndamukong Suh. I'd rather have Ndamukong Suh than Kyrie Irving. At least I know he's going to post and give it his all. And I think the Super Bowl may get a little vicious. I think whoever that player was you mentioned who said Sirianni's are long for the ride, well, they might need him. Vegas is MVP top four, or Hurts, Mahomes, A.J. Brown, or whatever, and Kelsey. It may get past that because they're going to stop. Everybody knows that. I think it might get vicious, and I think it's going to be something that might come down to coaching.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from Maryland, and we certainly know who has the edge on the coaching side. Yeah. That would happen to be Andy Reid. Definitely at advantage there, absolutely. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan.
Oh, my God, JR. Hey, Mr. Positive. What's happening with the GOAT? We have to appreciate the level of excellence, physical excellence, for the past 20 seasons. Nobody in the four sports has ever done what he's done with that excellence and physicality and the commitment to the game. I mean, like you said, he's going to play another 3-4 years possibly, and he's going to just destroy all the records, more rebounds, more assists, more points, and he will get another title if he has to develop a super team. And it still saddens me that my man Shep would pick Kobe over LeBron for picking a team, and it just is devastating. But I'm just so elated with LeBron and what he's done and how he carries himself. Did you see the picture of him walking in and how much swagger and how cool he looked with the glasses and the pants?
I mean, come on.
Hold on
a second, Greg. I have a question. Shep said, what about Shep? What is he talking about? Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
It's just screening a bunch of calls, Greg. You understand. JR, what was Greg's point?
Yeah, Greg, go ahead, Greg. Repeat what you said.
My man Shep would pick Kobe over LeBron developing a team or finishing out a game.
Yeah, JR, tell me if you agree with this.
I was devastated.
Tell me if you agree with this.
I cried.
Greg, if we're talking about the longevity factor and an overall resume, I would be an absolute hater and genuinely dishonest if I said Kobe's career stacks up with LeBron. My point is, if I have to win one game in any era of basketball, I am choosing the toughness, the resiliency, the fortitude, the work ethic, the overall leadership, and the tenacity of a Kobe Bryant before I take LeBron James. That's all.
David?
Well, hold on, Greg.
I mean, look at the numbers.
Greg, hold on.
Okay.
For what Shep just said exactly out of his mouth, I would agree. If I want one game, here's why. I'm not going to put words in Shep's mouth, but I think the sentiment might be the same. And he did use – Shep, it is the same thing. Shep said tenacity. Kobe Bryant was a flat killer. Even in one of the worst shooting games of his career against the Orlando Magic, he was still able to go out there and basically post a triple-double. So we know Kobe – was going to go out there and flat get it. Now, as an overall, if you're saying, hey, here we are in the year of XYZ, and who would you want to just build a team around, I might hedge against that a little bit, and I might say LeBron for the overall. But if you're asking me about one game, who do you need to get a bucket, who is going to kill, yeah, Kobe might brick it, but Kobe is going to go out there and he's going to kill you. I mean, we've seen it a million times over. Does that make sense, Greg?
But, JR, here's the thing. You're talking about physical prowess. What about mental prowess and the ability to see the game and maybe not just take the last shot, but to win?
Kobe. Okay. I'm not just talking about physicality. I'm talking about going and getting a bucket. And it's something that LeBron James has been criticized about, and I think wrongfully so, especially earlier in his career. And this is what separates the mindset of a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan, and a Kobe Bryant. And it's who's going to take that shot. I don't think there's anything wrong. Me personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with LeBron James saying, "Hey, damn it, I got Ray Allen over here. You take it." I think that's genius. But I can certainly understand that the thought process of, by any means necessary, I'm going to get it. And that's why in certain cases, I would certainly go with Michael Jordan or I would go with Kobe. But that's not to take away from LeBron.
Okay. Love you. Have a great night, everybody. And go for your dreams.
Well, oh, damn the positivity. Damn it. Yeah, damn right. Go for your dreams. You're correct.
I mean, JR, just
well, hold on, Chef.
Yes, sir.
One thing I don't want to do tonight. We can save it for another night.
I know you're going with this. Yeah.
I don't. I do not. I barely wanted to do it here. I do not want to talk about. I do not want to talk about LeBron James and Michael Jordan. We just did it. I do not want to talk about LeBron and Kobe. We can in the context of Lakers. Somebody just tweeted me. Eddie Kane messaged me, and he's just like, "Hey, should LeBron get a statue in Los Angeles?" And I'm like, "You're joking, right?" And he's like, "Oh, well, yeah, I mean, well, he's a Laker, and he might get the record tonight. LeBron James should get a statue in L.A. And I'm like, "No, man, no." But, Shep, do you want to put finality on this or what?
Well, JR, I mean, I can't put finality in the way that you could. I would just be fair and say this. Like, the thing about LeBron James, and you talk about that killer will that I think he's developed really late in his career, the problem with LeBron is for such a long time he didn't have it. And so because of that, you look at an individual that has gotten to the mountaintop and has cakewalked his way through a very easy Eastern Conference. But when he's gotten to the finals, he's lost six times. Not just losing six times, but twice getting swept. And one occasion, we know about the San Antonio Spurs series, they got outscored by the biggest margin in the history of the NBA Finals, despite the fact that they even won a game and they were favored in that series. And lastly, JR, you cannot gloss over 2011 when they were overwhelming favorites against the Mavericks. So it's not like every single time he got to the finals, he had Jeff Green, no disrespect, Uncle Jeff, as his second best player, and that's why he lost. He had teams where they were the favorites, and they still got blown out of the building.
The only thing I would agree with you there on being legitimate to point at, if you want to look at his overall record, is Miami, because they were the favorites. I'm not going to look at the fact that he went to the finals 10 times and every time, okay, you got beat by the Spurs. This man, the teams that he went with weren't at the quote-unquote top of the mountain. Every one of those teams were not the Miami Heat. I mean, taking on the Golden State Warriors, no chance in hell. And so I think he catches too much flack and slack because it wasn't Jordan-esque. It wasn't a clean sweep of six. Michael Jordan's teams, especially those latter teams, man, they were the best squad. You'd be hard-pressed outside of the Miami Heat to say, "Oh, man, this man had the best team and lost." I would say in most cases, he put these teams on his back, and he took them there and then got beat up.
And got swept twice.
Yeah, like, so like, the, Jared, by like, better teams.
Iverson, with an aging Dikembe Mutombo, took one off of Kobe and Shaq at the zenith and apex of their game. Hakeem Olajuwon, who I know
No, that's not fair.
Won a championship with Otis Thorpe. Best player.
That's not fair. One game. That's not fair, man. It's one game. It's one game on his back. It doesn't matter if you win one game. It don't matter. You walk into these series and you know you'll be annihilated. 20 years ago, 20 plus now at this point in time, I can look at the New Jersey Nets against the Los Angeles Lakers. Who cares if XYZ, a Kobe or a Shaq have a bad game? Who cares? We know who's winning that series. And they did. The Lakers smashed them.
Who cares if the New Jersey Nets take on the Spurs and they win one game or if it's a sweep? So to think that Allen Iverson got one game, who cares? It's one game. The fact that you have to go through the rounds to get there, okay, a lot of people can win one game. And a lot of people can win one game due to a injury. People can win one game due to somebody else, one of the other stars, having a poor shooting night. But that doesn't take anything away. Winning one game wouldn't change the scenario of you still lost the series. And so it's tough to look at guys. So you look at his career, man, going against Golden State, who cares? Oh, man, if you would have won one or two and amazing things, he had the whoop ass to get there, and he runs into a buzzsaw. So it's hard to say, oh, 10 finals, and this is the record, and 4-6 in the finals, and this would happen. This one, it's not fair. They would not even be in the conversation if it wasn't for him. Along the way, for all of it, whether he had the biggest or best talent there with him, or whether he was dragging Sasha Pavlovich, it's not easy. And I don't think it's fair, especially a comparison to, oh, Allen Iverson won one game. He didn't get swept. That's crap. That doesn't mean anything. We got Cam Thomas, who's on a roll right now in the NBA. He's having three games. We know this ain't going to last forever. And it's great, it's beautiful, it's amazing now, but it's not to elevate him any higher or lower. We know he's better. One game is one game. And LeBron James, what he's doing tonight is something pretty damn amazing. He might have to do it in a comeback. Right now, Oklahoma leading 80-70. About 3 minutes gone by here in the third. LeBron James still 16 points behind Kareem. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. We'll keep you updated on LeBron. I do want to share with you some of the comments made by Aaron Rodgers about having to go to a darkness retreat. Pretty hilarious. And then we'll also get to more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
LeBron James, 8 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. LeBron James currently has 28 points. The Los Angeles Lakers, they're currently losing at home to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 90-80. A little less than 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. 8 points needed by LeBron. He gonna get these 8 points, especially the fact that they're losing. The next highest scorer, and I think the rest of the Lakers have pretty much conceded. Russell Westbrook has 11 points. Anthony Davis has 9. LeBron James has taken 13 shots. Russell Westbrook 10. Anthony Davis 7. Now, we'll keep you updated as LeBron looks to break Kareem's record. 8 points needed. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin, he's here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, good evening to you, man. I've been holding on forever, it seems like, but I just want to touch bases real quick. LeBron James, IQ, the man can play basketball. I don't care what nobody says, what they think of him, the man is great. He is now one of the greatest of all time, and I wish people stopped comparing him to Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. This man, individual IQ is what he does best. As he come together, he take a bum team and he will bring them together and he will win. Yes,
he stumbled over the big ones because he hasn't really had the core of people that he really needs around him that has the same IQ as he does. But overall, taking that to that tonight, he's gonna actually take it. He's not gonna just win it. He's gonna take it because Kareem held it for how long? 40-something years, 30-something years? That's greatness. That's greatness. That's what basketball is all about. It's greatness.
Okay.
It's
well,
greatness.
Thank you, Kevin, from Maryland. Since we've had this conversation, LeBron James is now 6 points away from breaking the record. It's about 4.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. AP Scholar from North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
I'm very good, AP. What's on your mind?
Not much, man. I didn't want much, man. I just want to let you know, man, I love your show. I love you. I love Shep, the way he responds to you, man. I'm just really appreciative of your show. And I just want to say, just get this out of the way. I think Kyrie is a cancer to every team he goes to. And that's all I got to say. I love you and Shep. Hey, Shep, how you doing, boss?
How you doing, AP?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I love you guys, man.
Well, we love you too. Thank you, AP.
No problem.
Oh, it's not. It's Shep. It's nice to be loved.
It is, man. You're loved a lot more than I am. So you tell me what that's like.
No, I don't. Well, he's the first person to tell me he loves me today. Nobody tells me they love me.
I highly doubt that.
No. Well, it's the truth.
What about the Chiefs mascot?
Huh? What?
What about the Chiefs mascot?
He didn't tell me he loved me.
I should have.
He didn't. We had a very brief conversation. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Rob. He's calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, man. You know the record got to be broken. I mean, if LeBron James would have made half his free throws, he'd have been broke the record. You know?
We can say that about a lot of players, but go ahead.
Your boy Aaron Rodgers, we going to be taking a trip to the Twilight Zone, ain't
we? Well, at the top of the hour, we going to listen to what he had to say about Rob, you mean to tell me you have never been to what did he call it? A deep place of darkness, what did he say?
He called it a darkness isolation, I believe.
A darkness isolation.
Yeah, I guess people are going to have to wait about 5-10 minutes to find out exactly, but I believe that's what he said.
Yeah, you're going to hear from his own mouth, Rob. You ain't never been there before?
Man, hey, only place I think of is that is in the closet.
Yeah, well, there's a few jokes about, never mind. Let me just get completely out of that, Rob. I appreciate you for calling from North Carolina, man.
All right, well, you have a good one.
You too. Thank you so much, Rob. Yeah, Aaron, we'll get there at the top of the hour, unless LeBron James decides to just, score 6 more points, which appears to be inevitable, knowing that he has the entire fourth quarter and about 4.5 minutes here left in the third. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave. He's calling from San Diego.
Hey, JR, how are you doing tonight, man?
Excellent. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, if Kobe had the size like LeBron has, and didn't play underneath Del Harris, we wouldn't be talking tonight. You know, I think Kobe, I have a personal thing for Kobe. I talked to Shep about this. Him and I share the same birthday. I'm a few years older than Kobe was. But, you know, rest in peace. I appreciate him, what he's done. But you got to think about this. The era of Jordan is all around Jordan. The era, Kobe, and this is LeBron's era. And next thing you know, you're going to see, Curry, it's going to have his era. So it's all about the era. The game has changed around these guys so much. And I've been, following basketball since I was, 7 years old. I have a personal connection to the Clippers, back in the day.
Well, that's terrible.
I know. Well, Coach was a good friend of mine. His son's a good friend of mine. So back in the 80s, Coach Casey. So, but, I just think the game's changed around these guys, and I think if Kobe had the size and didn't play under Harris,
I don't think Darrell Harris necessarily had anything to do with that, trying to pull him off the bench behind Eddie Jones. And, of course, I can say that about anybody.
we can only go by what took place. I coulda, shoulda, woulda, a million
right.
players.
Right, I get that, but you know, Kobe didn't have the physique, and I mean, he played great
Dave,
game, but he just,
what is your ultimate point? We know Kobe's different. Kobe's different than Shaq. Shaq is different than Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson is different than Dikembe. Dikembe is different from Bill Russell. Bill Russell is different than Chocolate Duck. Right. I mean, what's your point?
So my point is that Kobe was a team player more than LeBron, I think. LeBron had, you know, Alonzo. He had Shaq for, you know, I don't even know if he had Shaq at the time. But he had Alonzo. He had,
Dave.
You know, all those kids.
I think you should do this. Me doing this on the radio is a waste of time. Google Kobe teammate and look through, and what you should do is do it by year. So Google allows you to go year by year as to what someone is as a teammate. Google Kobe from 96 to, 20 years later, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dave, for calling from San Diego. 96, 98. Go from before that. Go to when he was in Italy. Go to when he was at Lower Marion. Go to when he got drafted by the Lakers.
Google Smush Parker.
Who?
Smush Parker.
Oh, we can call Smush right now. Let's ask Smush how he felt.
Yeah, it's not going to go well for
Kobe. Let's ask Kwame Brown how he felt about Kobe.
Oh, not going to go well for Kobe. He was thinking of D-Wade. As soon as he brought up Zoe, JR, he was thinking of D-Wade.
No, he wasn't.
LeBron never played with Alonzo Mourning. We got to be fair here, right?
I don't know what he was saying. He talked about Kobe not having the physique of LeBron James, and then so what's your point? Everybody has a different physique. So yeah, sure. LeBron James is 3 inches taller than Kobe was. Like, what? So what?
I never thought Don Casey was going to get brought up on your show. Not a chance tonight.
Nah, who? The Clippers? Like,
the Clippers' old head coach, Don Casey.
He said he was friends. He said they were friends?
His son was friends with him growing up.
Well, listen, anybody who has a personal affinity for the Clippers, I feel bad for you.
Now, four away. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is. He's rolling. Yeah, he's about to pull up. People are starting to move around a little bit in the audience. LeBron James pulling up with the quickness. 32 points tonight, 4 away. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. By the time we come back, LeBron might have the record. The crowd is losing its mind. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.